Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The two-state solution, a lifeline for quote-unquote Israel, not for Palestine. More and more Western states present the call for a two-state solution as a moral and just step. But those who look behind the facade see that it has nothing to do with compassion for the Palestinians or the recognition of their quote-unquote right to freedom. On the contrary, it is a political emergency measure driven by pressure from their own populations and the looming loss of legitimacy of the Zionist entity. Public opinion in the West is shifting. More and more people are facing the facts. The systematic destruction of Gaza, the ethnic cleansing, and the genocide that can be followed live on screens. Governments that for decades shielded quote-unquote Israel without scruples now feel the pressure from their constituencies. Not because they have suddenly developed empathy for the plight of the Palestinians, but because it is no longer sellable to stand unconditionally by the side of quote-unquote Israel. In addition, Western states are becoming increasingly aware of their own legal and moral vulnerability. The International Court of Justice speaks of genocide, human rights organizations pile up their records, and the complicity of Western governments is becoming ever more visible. Not only active complicity, but also passive, through the continued supply of weapons, diplomatic cover, and political legitimacy. This in no way means that eternal loyalty to quote-unquote Israel is being abandoned. On the contrary, the protest is directed only at Netanyahu and his current course, because it is that path which puts quote-unquote Israel itself in danger. For if quote-unquote Israel continues in this way, with permanent war and destruction, the support for the existence of the quote-unquote Jewish state will diminish, both in the region and internationally. It is precisely for this reason that the two-state solution is once again being revived, not as a rescue for Palestine, but as a safeguard for quote-unquote Israel's future. In the Western vision, such a Palestinian state must, of course, meet their conditions, fully demilitarized, under the supervision of quote-unquote Israel, and aligned with Western norms and values. A state without real sovereignty, fully subjected to the colonial project that quote-unquote Israel has embodied since 1948. In other words, quote-unquote state that does not end occupation and domination, but consolidates it. Even if two states were to be established, what would happen to all the suffering that quote-unquote Israel has caused over the past 77 years? To the destruction of Gaza, the genocide, the ethnic cleansing, and the plundered lands? Absolutely nothing. Just as Western colonial enterprises in the Muslim world have never faced consequences for their crimes of oppression, plunder, and devastation. That is why it is vital that Muslims do not respond emotionally to these false solutions, but with the vision that Islam provides them. Palestine is not a humanitarian file awaiting Western benevolence. It is an Islamic issue, and the solution lies not in the mercy of secular, colonial, capitalist, blood-sucking states, but in the liberation of Palestine by the Muslims themselves. Only then can the justice be done to the victims, and can the colonial project in the heart of the Islamic world truly come to an end. The two-state solution may sound like a step towards quote-unquote peace, but in reality, it is an attempt to save quote-unquote Israel from its own downfall and to spare the West from the burden of complicity. Okay, Paula, media representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Netherlands. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.